This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. And you know, Mishpucha, I've been speaking all this week of the brand new Zechariah prophecy calendar. It's a 16-month calendar, a Jewish calendar. The artwork is by a Russian artist. It was all done in Israel from the book of Zechariah. But for myself, I always want to know when the biblical festivals are, because God talks about special blessings in these festivals. And I have the man that put this calendar together, Eric Morey, on the telephone. I'm speaking to him at his home in Tiberias, Israel. And I've got a question for you, Eric, something that just never made any sense to me before. I want to see your spin on this. We know as a fact, before Jesus came, there was a requirement to observe all the biblical festivals, and traditional Jews did it then and still do this today. We know that the first church was all Jewish, and they all, according to the best book we have on the first church, the New Testament, they all observed the biblical festivals initially. And then, for some reason, the biblical festivals were replaced with a mixture of paganism and great events in the life of the Messiah, and all the biblical festivals were kind of stopped. However, when I read about the millennium, we know that these biblical festivals will be reactivated. So my question is, if the first church observed these biblical festivals, if we'll be observing the biblical festivals in the millennium, why did we put it on instant pause now?
That's a good question, Sid. I don't have a good answer. I think the church went off base, and around, as you said earlier, around the time of Constantine, all kinds of other elements were introduced, and Christmas was chosen partly because the Mithraic religion at that time was very prominent, and they celebrated the winter solstice, the rebirth of when the shortest day of the year, when the days begin to get longer, which they miscalculated as December 25th. It's really December 21st, and so they decided to celebrate the birth of Messiah on the day that the Mithras celebrated, to kind of steal some glory from them.
Well, how were they able to do that? Because according to my understanding of the New Covenant, the shepherds were out in the field, and in December in Israel, they can't be out in the field, which means the Messiah wasn't even born in December.
I'm sure he wasn't. Unlikely. Probably was born in September, but nobody knows for sure. And, you know, my feeling about it is, well, we got to celebrate it sometime, or we don't have to. Actually, we're not commanded to celebrate it at all, but if we do choose to celebrate it, then I guess December 25th is okay. But when you look at the roots of it, you realize that it really comes from a pagan celebration concerning the sun god, and then you have to really question it.
Well, you know, what I believe is that it's not so much a legalistic letter of the law requirement, a matter of salvation, a matter of righteousness. No. But it really and truly, as I read Isaiah about the great blessings of worshiping God on the Sabbath, as I read Zechariah, that in the millennium, if the Gentile nations do not celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, they'll literally not have any rain come on them, and they'll be hit with plagues. There's such a blessing and celebration connected with these festivals. That's why I want to get this Zechariah prophecy calendar in the hands of as many believers as possible, that the wind of the Spirit is saying, I want your roots, your Hebraic biblical roots restored, not as a mandatory thing, but as an appointment with God. And I really believe this calendar is a good first step because, well, tell us a little bit about some of the things in the calendar.
Well, Sid, you're right. It's an excellent tool for that, for connecting Christians and Messianic believers with Israel and with the Jewish people and with the Jewish roots of the Christian faith. Because in any nationality, any culture, the calendar and the holidays that are celebrated and the way the time is measured is extremely important. And the Jews have got a unique calendar. God invented the Sabbath, but he gave it to the Jews. The whole world celebrates a seven-day week today. These Jewish traditions that are incorporated into their calendar, and many of them are scriptural, of course, are a window into the soul and the history of the Jewish people and the Jewish roots of the Christian faith. Our calendar, every day of every month of the year, 16 months on this calendar, you can see what day it is on the Latin calendar, of course. You can also see what day it is on the Jewish calendar. You can see what day of the week it's called in the Hebrew and the Jewish calendar. You can see what month it is on the Jewish calendar. You can see what year it is on the Jewish calendar, and they have their own cycle of years. And so you're keeping track of their way, a biblical-based method of timekeeping. Every Sabbath, very interesting fact, the Jews read through the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch, they call it the Torah, the first five books of Moses, it's called sometimes. They read, these are very, very important to the Jews, and they read through every year the whole Pentateuch, the whole Torah, in a cycle. And every Jewish community in the world, every synagogue all over the world, reads the same scripture portions on the same Saturdays all over the world. It's like a clock that's ticking in the heart and the mind of every Jewish person in the world. And you can read on our calendar what passages of scripture they're reading that week. You can line yourself up. You can tune. This is scripture. You can tune yourself with the heartbeat of the Jewish people through these scripture portions, through the holidays. The holidays are extremely important. And as you said, Christianity has gone off. What's Easter? Easter was named after Astarte. Astarte was a pagan goddess. She's condemned by name repeatedly in the Bible. And yet this holiday was named after her. And they have the Easter eggs and the Easter bunny and all this fertility stuff. It's an abomination.
Well, the goddess was the fertility goddess. That's where I never knew where the Easter egg and the bunny came from. But that's literally where it came from, the fertility goddess Ishtar.
That's where it came from. So this is what we celebrate as the resurrection of our Lord. Hello? You know, it's Passover. This Last Supper was the Seder Supper. That's Passover. And he resurrected from the dead on the Sunday in the middle of the Passover week. First day of the week during Passover. That's when it ought to be celebrated.
Tell me a bit about the...
Tell
me a bit about the descriptions you have of each of the biblical festivals in the calendar itself.
Well, we think it's important that people understand where these holidays came from. They all came out of Scripture. The only one that didn't actually come out of Scripture is Hanukkah, because Hanukkah celebrates an event that took place after, between the two Testaments, between the close of the Old Testament and the opening of the New Testament. But it's mentioned in Jesus celebrated. It's mentioned in the New Testament. It's called the Feast of Dedication. So all these feasts have a biblical base, and then we say how they were celebrated in New Testament times. And most of these holidays were mentioned in the New Testament and celebrated by the New Testament believers and by Yeshua himself. Then there's the modern celebration of these festivals, which in some cases is aligned with the biblical, in some cases is not. For example, the Passover Seder today is quite different from what God commanded the Jews to do in the beginning, in the Passover. Quite different. It's more of a traditional thing, but it goes back probably to the time of Yeshua, actually. So So we talk about that, and then we talk about kind of a perspective on what these holidays mean to a New Testament believer today, what a spiritual perspective on them. So you have all that for each of these holidays. So as you go through the year and you come to the Feast of Pentecost, or as it's called in Hebrew, Shavuot, you go back to the opening pages of the calendar, you flip back, and you say, what is the biblical origin of this feast? How was it celebrated in New Testament times? Very famous holiday in New Testament times in the book of Acts. How is it celebrated today in the modern Jewish world? And what is the significance of it for New Testament believers? Every one of these holidays you have this.
Mishpocha, I can hear some of you screaming. Eric, you didn't finish that very important teaching you were doing from Zechariah 14 about the Lord returning, of which you have the most beautiful artwork in this calendar. Would you quickly summarize that and finish that?
We have a painting of Yeshua coming on the clouds of heaven with power and glory, and it triggers from Isaiah 14:5, which says, "The Lord my God shall come, and all the holy ones with thee." But the same scene is described in Matthew 24, in Revelation 19, and in Isaiah 63. And we took elements for this painting from all of those passages of Scripture. In Revelation, it says that he has a sword in his mouth. And so we were contemplating this, we were thinking, surely it doesn't mean a physical metal sword, it means the Word. Because the Word of God is compared to a sword and called a sword in many places in Scripture, and it comes out of the mouth. So it's a word coming out of his mouth. What word would Yeshua be speaking at this incredibly significant moment of him coming on the clouds with power and glory, coming back, the second coming of Yeshua? What would he be saying? And we didn't have to make it up, because in Isaiah 63, there's a dialogue recorded where the narrator says, "Who is this coming out of Basra and Edom with his robes dyed in red?" And this is Yeshua, and you can see in this painting his robes are dyed in red, just like it describes also in Revelation. And then the horseman himself, Yeshua himself, answers the question in Isaiah 63. And what does he say? He says, "It is I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save."
Mishpocha, this is such a wonderful family calendar to talk and to teach your children, and that's what the scriptures say that we're supposed to do. When it's opened up, it's 13 and a half inches by 26 inches, and the paintings are literally suitable if you'd like to frame them. They're so beautiful. And the calendar is big enough so you can write your various appointments and various social functions or something the Lord did for you on that day. I would recommend that you buy three or four of them, because they're long calendars. They're 16-month calendars, and they start with the Jewish New Year, so that's why they start with the month of September. It has the Jewish year and the year that we celebrate here in America. It's in Hebrew, it's in English. We're asking $15 postage paid. It's called the Zechariah Prophecy Calendar. It is produced and printed in Israel.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.